Good evening. This is the Pacifica National Board Personnel Committee. Today is Thursday, March the 5th, and we are convening this committee. I'm Sandra Rollin as the convener, and we have the following people on the call. Grace Aaron, Interim Executive Director, Nia Bediako, Kathy Davis, Andrea Turner. Everyone?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay.
Present.
Okay. All right. Well, given that there are just three actual committee members and that Nia and Grace are sitting in as our helpers, I would, going down the agenda that I sent out, would ask, do either Andrea or, well, does anybody have anything to add to the agenda that was sent out earlier?
Andrea, this is Nia.
Yes?
Will you kindly send it to me, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't send it to you. I will forward it right now. My apologies. Okay. I'll just read it real quickly, and I'm going to try to double task here. just bear with me one second.
Is this the one that says roll call, a call to order roll, elect chair, secretary?
Uh-huh.
And ED, job description as approved by 2008 PMB.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then the time frame after that should say 30 minutes.
30 minutes, right.
Okay, so that is the correct one.
Okay.
So being that the first item on the agenda would be to elect the chair and secretary, I would like to get a feel from everybody on the call if they are in agreement that we postpone this until at least the other two missing members can be present, and also until we can extend this committee to one or both of the affiliates. Is there any objection to that?
None. And let me understand all of the members. Do you have their names again that you're trying?
Okay, the members that I know are Rico Ross,
okay,
Andrea Davis, Luzette King, Kathy Davis, and myself, Sandra.
Okay.
And that I would like to extend this committee to either one or both of the affiliate members, David or Afia, and or Afia.
Okay,
so going back to the election of the chair and secretary, do I have any objection to postponing that until we have a fuller populated committee?
No objection.
Okay.
No.
Hearing none, we'll go on to the next item on the agenda, which is the ED job description. As approved by the 2008 PMB, I can forward this to everybody here, and I've already sent it out several times, but just for the sake of getting that to everybody right now. This job description was approved by the Personnel Committee last year, and it was then forward to the PNB, which approved it unanimously on December the 7th. It says 09, but it most definitely had to have been December the 7th of 08. And this is what was forwarded to me by Wendy Schrell. And if you'll just bear with me, my computer's going kind of slow. We've already had some discussion about and where this job should be posted. And this is going out to... Okay, so we have Kathy. I would like to just open the floor to anybody who wants to join into the discussion regarding where we should be posting this. And then there is a second part to that, which is whether the personnel committee or combination thereof, as we might delegate it, would be responsible for the receiving of resumes and cover letters and the actual verification of the references and job histories, or if we want to put that forward to a professional company that does that for a fee. I know that there was one used, I don't know the name of it, during the Guma search, and I don't know if there was one used during the Sawaya search. But I would like to get the feel of the committee or some feedback from everyone if they have suggestions.
Okay. I think it should be thrown out to a company.
Okay.
I really do. The way that we've been going so far in bringing on people, and I think that the PMB is too enmeshed, and that I'm just skeptical about us doing a complete quote unquote fair review. So I think we need to throw it out to a third party.
Okay, is this Nia?
No, I'm sorry. This is Andrea. I should have stated that first.
That's okay. Thank you, Andrea.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Having said that, do you have a outside party that you could recommend?
I would be glad to research that for you and to turn in some of the ones that we use here in the city of Oakland for some reviews. Yes.
Okay. Does Nia, do either you or Grace have any memory of the previous company that was utilized?
This is Nia. I don't remember the company, but I do know the amount, and it was discussed in the personnel committee last year that I was on. And we spent $20,000 to get someone $20,000.
Oh.
Who after 3 months proclaimed, you know, that he wanted to quit. So this is my opinion. I am open to all suggestions. We could do what Andrea just said, like get the names of companies and so forth. But I think if the committee does an accelerated search, you know, like I mentioned when we had that committee of the whole the last time, I think that the committee can accomplish it. It just takes a lot of work. But like I said, I'm open if Andrea has something, you know, that's inexpensive. But right now, as we all know, we don't have any money. So that's my own reservation.
That's
we want to make sure that we are getting a good return for our money.
Right.
Yes.
You know, I'm not an HR director. And, you know, ideally we would have an HR director to be the person that receives these resumes and cover letters and verifies the information. And the fact that we don't have one at this time, you know, makes it a pretty vital, important position to get filled. And that was one of the things that Grace had suggested that we put on the agenda for tonight.
Okay.
So,
Okay.
So what I would like to suggest, is that the three of us that are actual members of the committee and include Grace and Nia, everyone, you know, if you can commit to taking a little bit of time out of your day in the next, let's say within the next 2 weeks, see what you can find. And then just post it to the members of the committee and or to the whole PMB if you like. We don't want anybody to get too bogged down or overwhelmed with a bunch of emails. anyway, if people could just take it upon themselves to take on that responsibility and see what we can find that's available that would be either free. When I say something free, bear in mind that, you know, I'm a strong believer in you get what you pay for, and that sometimes free isn't always the ideal way to go. So I would say free or at minimal cost. A professional company that would be responsible for, well, I don't like an outsider receiving these resumes. I think they should come to someone in the organization.
That's what I was going to ask you. What was done the last, you know, time? Were there resumes screened by us? Did we participate in that process? How do you do it?
Well, I know that when Lydia was in charge of the personnel or chair of the personnel committee, that she received the resumes directly as the chair. And then that was populated throughout the committee. And I believe that they did their own fact-checking, reference checking, and then we were presented with a list of, I think it was 7 finalists out of, I'm not sure how many actual resumes, and then out of those, we ended up with Nicole Sawaya. So
okay, the committee did the checking, did you say?
It was my understanding that they did.
See, and the way it's been done thus far, there was no standardization to the last check, just on coming up with interim. I'm a real stickler on at least developing a process in which the standard of checking, if we're going to do it, would have to be in place before we do that.
Kathy, I'd like to be on.
This is Andrea, I'm sorry.
Okay, was Kathy?
Yes.
Are you finished?
No, I wanted to be.
Okay, Kathy wants to be on the stack. Okay, that was Andrea, I'm sorry?
Yes.
Are you finished, Andrea? Okay, Kathy, go ahead.
I was on the management search committee in New York City. And the way it worked is that the checks were done by the human resources person at the national office. So in light of the fact that we don't have a human resources person, maybe that would be, we would need someone in that capacity who could do it, who could do the final checks. So I don't know if we have any thoughts about hiring that person or getting someone interim or getting someone who could just function as that capacity as human resources.
Go ahead, Grace.
I think we really need to hire a human resources director, even on just an interim basis, because just our history of lawsuits, which many of them could have been prevented if we had a diligent human resources director. It's kind of penny wise and pound foolish to think that we can operate without one. There are many tasks that need to be done, and we need somebody in that position. So I have already asked the GMs to forward me any information they might have about qualified candidates, and when I figure out how we should put out if this committee can figure out how we can do a rapid search for at least an interim HR director, I would really appreciate it. But I just wanted to tell you that I did ask the GMs for help on this today.
Good. Very good. Thank you.
Could you put me on stack, Andrea?
Andrea, go ahead.
So then, now that you've asked for that, you wouldn't want a company or anything, anyone else, for, to do that, Grace?
No, any way that I think we should look into all kinds of avenues, so we get somebody who's
okay,
well qualified and suited to Pacifica. No,
okay.
I'm not limiting the search at all. I'd like, you know, as many candidates as possible for us to choose from.
Okay. Thank you. One suggestion would be to use the temporary HR director that's in Berkeley. Does anybody have any feelings on that?
Well, you said that, let me understand. I thought we were to submit names of different HR groups to
executives,
because I have no objection to Berkeley, Oakland, San Francisco, as long as they're within, they sit along the lines of the our mission as of Pacifica. Yeah.
Okay. All right, then. Well, as far as getting the ED job, the job description's already been approved, so Mia was kind enough to send me the previous posting, and I'll go ahead and forward that to everyone so that you can see what the posting is supposed to look like, and we, of course, we're going to have to tweak that and whatnot. So our task in the next 10 days to 2 weeks is to see what kind of resources we can find to be a vetting company, preferably minimal cost or free, that we will have to decide on that, and then we're going to have to decide on how we're going to tweak that posting so that it directs those resumes and cover letters in the correct direction. Does anybody have anybody else have anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, this is Nia. Sandra, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead, Nia.
Yes,
I can.
Yeah, the person at A, you said that was Berkeley, you said, correct?
Yes, I believe there's a temporary HR person that's working part-time at, he was recommended by, I believe it was Brian Edwards Kurt.
Okay, is there a way to get his resume, then maybe we could put that on the next agenda?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
On the agenda for the next meeting, because if we have somebody and we need to do this quickly, like I said, I'm not the kind of person to just say no. You know, I'd like to see exactly what's available. So if this is somebody that we can get right away who's already in-house and is familiar just temporarily, I would suggest, you know, that maybe we need to take a look at that resume and discuss it in closed session.
I think that's a very good suggestion, and I will follow up with Lem. Regarding that, she was going to put us in contact at one point, and then I can't remember what happened, but it got lost in all those emails, folks. I apologize. But I will follow up with Lem about that and see if we can't get either a recommendation from that person or a resume from that person to put forward.
Okay.
I think that's about it for that topic, unless anybody else can think of anything else they wish to add.
No.
Okay. So on to the CFO. Hello?
I just sent you also a budget for the postings. I just sent that out to you.
Okay, wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Okay, so the next thing is the CFO job description. I've sent that out to everybody. The CFO job description has been approved by last year's personnel committee. Again, I don't see any need to reinvent the wheel here. I've read it over. It looks to be pretty comprehensive. I would like for, again, to just make a task to everybody to please review it and see if there's anything that they strongly object to. And if so, please note it and then forward it to the other members of this committee so that we can continue. Like I said, there wasn't really anything in there that I was completely objected to. There were things I had questions about, but nothing that, you know, right at the top of my head says no, absolutely not. So, again, in the next 10 days to 2 weeks, I would like for everybody to please review that job description that was previously approved by the 2008 Personnel Committee so that we can go ahead and forward that to the whole PNB for its approval. We need to do that as quickly as we can. Any objections?
Are we trying to do this before the next meeting or what?
Well, since we don't know, I feel just terrible that we can't seem to get quorum and can't get everybody on board with this. And I can't really say when the next meeting will be. I don't want to start meeting every week until we achieve quorum. So again, I will make the phone calls and I will send the inquiry emails out to the members of the committee, and I will include David Beaton and Afia to see if either one or both of them wants to join this committee so that we can have a full committee of people that will participate and get things moving. So I would just, right now, all I'm doing is making recommendations and requesting that people do their homework.
Okay.
So if you could take a little bit of time out to read that and see if there's anything in there that you strongly disagree with. I've read it. It seems acceptable to me. There's a couple things I have questions about. But I will bring those forward when we meet next. If there's no objections to that, we'll go ahead and move on to the next item, which is the interim HR director, which we kind of put the cart before the horse. But does anyone have an HR director job description? Have we ever had one in our institutional memory?
This is Nia. I know, sorry, may I?
Go ahead. Yes, please.
I know last year Jack asked for it, and we didn't get it. So unless it pops up, unless somebody's listening and it pops up someplace. Not even Dominga, the HR director.
Exactly. Dominga Estrada, and I'm sure there's a description. You may want to ask Lem Lem for that.
Okay.
Lem Lem has it? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll hunt for that. You're talking about the HR director.
Right.
HR director job description. If we could at least get our hands on one, we can review it in committee and then forward it to the PNB for approval.
I'll see if we can hunt it up in the national office. So I'll make an email right now.
Okay, very good.
Maybe they know up there.
Yeah.
Okay, well, given that I've got at least three members of the committee on the phone right now, when is the best time for you, Andrea, and you, Kathy, to meet? Is there a preferred time, day?
Yeah, Thursdays are somewhat good. My schedule, like all of ours, probably is literally booked. I'm here at the office now, so Thursdays around this time, just as long as I see the word Thursday on the not Wednesday.
Okay. And I know that Kathy does her show. Are you still with us, Kathy?
Yeah, I'm here. I can meet on Thursdays if we start at 8, but I'd have to leave the call in any case at 9:30.
Yeah.
Okay.
Monday is my best day. Wednesday, second best. Tuesday is impossible.
Yeah. Monday, and you said Monday is your
Monday or Wednesday are my best days, and Tuesday is impossible for me.
I understand.
Okay.
All right. How are Mondays for you, Andrea?
Not good. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Fridays are blocked for me. And especially right now, we're preparing, you know, to go to South Africa. There's one of my community groups. So I'm around the clock, and I'm the key responsible for it. So,
okay, well,
why
it sounds like Thursday is a mutually agreeable date with those that are on the call, as long as we start by 8 o'clock and get our business done early so that Kathy can stay for the entire call. So I will send out an email and follow up with phone calls to Luzette and to Rico, just to let them know that we've kind of tentatively set Thursdays at 8 o'clock Eastern for future meetings. And
okay.
I don't know if we will meet a week from today or 2 weeks from today. What is everyone's sense on that?
A week from today? Yeah. Well, keeping it.
Okay.
Well, if
yeah.
we keep it fresh in people's mind and limit
yeah.
the it, if we give ourselves a little bit tougher deadline, so. A week from today is going to be Thursday, March the 12th.
12? Or what? Or the 19th?
No, the 1 week from today is March the 12th.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I'll block it in right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll go ahead and send out something, and then for everybody on the call, let's do a little checklist of what we've got on our plate. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I just checked KPFTX. You're going to have a conflict. That's affiliate. And if you're going to ask either David or Ethia, I think you might maybe want to jump to maybe the week after.
The 19th?
Yeah.
The 19th?
Yeah.
Okay, what did you say it was affiliates on the 12th?
Yes.
Oh, well, yes, we don't want to do that. Okay, so, all right, let's go for the 19th then, and we'll see if we can't get as many people as are willing to be on this committee on the call. And thank you for that, yeah. So is there anything else? I was just going to go through a quick checklist. Okay, so between now and the 19th, members of this committee will seek out nonprofit or vetting
or
companies.
Or individuals, I think. Yeah.
Or individuals. Mm-hmm. We'll seek out persons capable of doing the vetting of the resumes as far as checking references and a work history. And that will include contacting LEM about the current HR temp that they have there. We will review the posting that was sent out previously and see what needs to be tweaked on it, if anything. And we will review the CFO job description to see what, if anything, needs to be tweaked on that. And then we will be contacting LEM and Grace will follow up with this to see if there is an existing HR director job description. Does that sound like enough work for everybody to do?
Right.
I'm sorry.
So, Sandra, this is Andrea. Could you tell me, is Mia a part of this? Is Grace a part of this committee as well?
Grace is, as the interim executive director, is entitled to sit in on any committee meeting that is held by PMB members.
Yeah, actually more as the chair, but
Oh, I see. I see.
Oh, I'm sorry. Uh-huh. You're right. I guess, the chair. You're absolutely right. I'm sorry.
I guess IED, too, but as chair,
yeah.
I'm interested in what the committees are doing.
Right. She is an ex officio member. She can speak, make suggestions.
Got it.
She's
I got it. Uh-huh.
And Nia is, as an interested party, someone who was previously on the personnel committee who is trying to help with the continuity and the transition in light of the fact that this makes our second meeting now, that we have not achieved quorum in order to, you know, elect the chair, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I could... This situation,
so why can't Nia, I have a question then, let me understand the bylaws or something. Why can't Nia stay on the committee, continue with this committee, or can she?
I don't have a problem with that personally, but it was my understanding that it was one director from each signal area, and
okay.
I believe that there was some confusion
mm-hmm.
regarding the... the position of alternates, and I don't think that question has ever been fully answered. So initially, when we convened or attempted to convene this meeting the first time, Nia attended as an alternate, and I quite frankly welcome her participation.
Yeah, I do too. Sounds like a grounding voice. Okay.
Sure.
Hey, thank you.
Nia is not really an alternate. Because
Ryan
Davis is the director on this committee from WBAI, and she's on the committee. She's on the call tonight.
I'm sorry?
Kathy Davis.
Yes. That is correct.
It was decided that there would be one director on the committees from each signal area. So the matter of alternates doesn't apply in this particular case. But the
mm-hmm.
matter of alternates to committees was referred to the Governance Committee.
Okay.
Because it's unresolved currently.
Right. Well, that being said, does anybody have any objection to Nia sitting in and participating and not voting? Or... you know,
no, I don't. As a matter of fact, you know, anything grounding and helping us to move forward, and that's Nia sounds that way, like she does have the experience, and so that's where I was coming from. Yeah.
Okay, I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
I have a point of information.
Is that Kathy?
Yeah. I understood that any. Board, any PMB member can actually listen and call in to be part of a meeting. They just don't vote. Or am I incorrect?
Okay. No, you're correct.
That sounds reasonable to me, Kathy.
mm-hmm.
I don't have any objections to any PMB member listening in to the personnel committee. The only... only area of concern that I think would be if we were having to be in a closed session,
mm-hmm.
which would be reported out to the PMB eventually anyway. So
okay.
Actually, I think we, on the National Finance Committee, the closed sessions, I believe, are also open to all PMB directors because there's nothing that needs to be kept confidential from PMB directors. It's just that when there are a lot of people on a committee, for instance, the National Finance Committee, the chair of that committee decided that if there were questions or comments from people who are not on the committee, they would be taken up after everyone who wished to comment or speak or ask a question was on the committee was allowed to speak. So a preference was given to committee members.
That mm-hmm. sounds very reasonable, too, and being that person... I'm sorry, who's there? Hello, did somebody want to say something?
No,
I think
didn't.
Andrea was just agreeing.
Yeah,
I think it all depends on how many people are on the call and wishing to participate.
Okay, well, I think that sounds reasonable, and... I would feel comfortable if we had elected a chair to make that decision to open up the personnel committee to the entire PNB, whether it's closed or open session. So I guess in the time being, we'll continue as we are, if there are no objections.
No objections to me.
Okay. Does anybody else have anything further they wish to add?
No, and thank you, Sandra, for trying to hold us together here.
You're welcome. Okay, well, so we have set the next meeting for 8 p.m. on March the 19th, and we've all got our little to-do lists. So given that, I would ask if there's a motion to adjourn.
Sandra, just a minute. Sandra?
Yes.
Sandra?
Yes.
On the Pacifica website, I'm going to forward the HR job announcement to you guys, so you'll have that. That's still up.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Well,
is there anything?
I move we adjourn.
Okay. Thank you very much, and I appreciate everybody's participation.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. All right.
Thank you, Sandra. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
Thank
have you. Have okay. a good night.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.